Whale has gone to the door while he remembers those evenings from 2 summers ago. The yardman combs the water with a muslin screen on a pole, fishing out fallen leaves and drowned insects. He has big shoulders, a hairless chest, and, in profile, a pouch of youthful gut. His face is older than it looked from the house, older than the boys in the magazine, with a gently flattened nose. He has a handsomely thuggish quality. "Good morning," Whale calls out. "Morning," the fellow grumbles without looking up. Whale comes toward him, keeping both hands in his pocket. He will not indulge in the ridiculous practice of shaking hands with the servants. "My name is Whale. This is my house." "Nice place," the fellow answers, with a sidelong glance as he makes another sweep with the pole. A little whirlpool spins across the fabric of water. Whale stands close enough to read the blue tattoo beside the bulge of bicep. 3 words, each above the other. Death before dishonor. What a quaint young sentiment, to think that death could be preferable to anything. "And your name is?"
"Boone, Clayton Boone."
"You do nice work, Mr. Boone."
"Very nice."
Whale pretends to examine the yard, chiefly to see if Boone will steal a look at him. No, Boone continues to give his full attention to the pool. "Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice your tattoo," says Whale, determined to get his eye. "That phrase, what does it mean?" The fellow lifts the pole from the water and irritably stands by, head twisting for an impatient look at Whale.
"Don't mean squat, mister. Just means I was in the Marines."
"The Marines? How admirable." Yes, he does have that stony, sullen masculinity that Americans found dangerous in juvenile delinquents but becoming in their soldiery.
"Yeah, semper fi," the fellow mutters.
Whale assumes he served in Korea. He looks to be about the right age, but has no desire to fight the silence just to hear more war stories. "Getting to be a warm day," he observes. "A scorcher, as you Yanks call it." He likes to play up his Englishness. Foreigners can get away with murder.
"Yeah, I better get on with my work," Boone grumbles.
Whale clears his throat behind the back of his hand. It's been so long since he's done this, but he has to give it a try, for old time's sake. "When you're through, Mr. Boone, feel free to make use of the pool. We're quite private here, quite informal. You don't have to worry about a suit." Boone glances dumbly at Whale. "And more healthy, don't you think? Swimming as God made us?" The glance hardens into a stare, as if seeing Whale for the first time. What does he see? An old faggot? A withered fruit? Yes, he finally understands. His upper lip lifts in disgust. The stare ices over as he turns away, muttering,
"No thanks. I got another job to get to after this."
"Some other time, perhaps." But Whale feels he's touched something dangerous. Most men, whatever their predilection, nervously laugh, but this one looked insulted. "I should let you finish your chores. Keep up the fine work, Mr. Boone. Good day." He hurries into his studio, smiling to himself, pleased to be naughty again.